So there's a podcast that does this segment called Normal or Nah. I thought it was kind of funny. So people kind of submit things that they do that they think are normal. And then, you know, it's up for discussion as to, maybe that isn't so normal. Maybe that's more unique to you. So, for example, like one of them, sleeping like you're in a cocoon.
Sleeping like you're in a cocoon?
Head covered, blankets wrapped around like a sleeping bag, face covered except for your nose and mouth.
Okay, I would probably say that got a lot of gnaws.
What about for you?
I mean, no, I will sleep with the covers like over my nose, but it's not like I would say cocoon-like.
So
my nose just gets cold.
So my wife and I are typically on different spectrums of the like the covers. She likes the room really cold. Now I can always like put hoodie and stuff on, but I would say yeah, I think I'm kind of in between. I do kind of sleep like I'm in a cocoon. My head
really?
My head isn't covered though. Like I can't sleep with my head covered.
Okay, well that kind of makes it the cocoon though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess. All right, so I guess I'm not. I guess I'm not. All right, here's another one. Washing my toothbrush before I use it.
Washing the toothbrush, like with what?
I guess water.
Okay. All right. Well, I've seen some people like just wet it down. But if you're like using some sort of cleanser, that's weird.
Yeah, the whole washing part makes me question.
Yeah, we need to define washing.
That, because I would say nah, but I mean, what about the very first time you use it?
I think, do we not assume that it's super clean, ready to go?
I mean, we assume it.
I don't know if I've ever like tried to clean it other than wetting it down.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do wet it before I put the... I mean, the proper order is you wet the toothbrush, you put the toothpaste on, then you wet it again, then you brush your teeth.
Exactly.
I mean, that is the order that is accepted by society. So if,
now,
if it's anything
unless you're
other
dry
that,
brushing,
then...
I've heard a lot of dentists say dry brushing is good.
Yeah, my dad's a dentist. I mean, well, my dad said literally you don't need toothpaste per se to brush your teeth.
You don't need toothpaste, really?
Yeah, I mean, just if you brush your teeth, I mean, the motion of the brush on your teeth, that's the good part.
Oh, I thought you said you don't need water, you just need toothpaste.
No, mostly the toothpaste is there just to, like, make your breath smell good.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, normal or nah? Enjoying the smell of your partner's farts.
Oh, wow. See, I would say your own before your partner's. Because isn't it something like you can handle your own stench a little bit better than anybody else's?
All of it. This person said, every time my partner farts, I swear I breathe in deeper just to get him inside of me.
Wow, that's love. That is a deep level of love.
Oh, my gosh, that is funny. I would say if you asked any member of my family that, they'd say, nah. No.
Not normal.
Now, I can appreciate the smell of someone else's. I mean, like...
You can appreciate it?
Yeah. And now I'm not saying like a stranger's. That's weird. But,
okay.
But maybe a family member and be like, ah, well done.
So you can marinate in it a little bit?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
fine?
I can appreciate the smell. Like one of my, you know, daughters does something like that. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Oh, you're proud of her.
I'm like, yeah, that's well done. You know, because one, they obviously feel comfortable enough wherever we are to be able to do that sort of thing. So that's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
And you know, they probably feel better. Here's the thing. In our house, it's more like belches. I'm usually marveling because every single member of my family, except for me, can create the most amazing earth-shattering come from the tip of your toenails belches. And I've never been able to do that. And I'm always kind of fascinated that they have the ability.
Well, maybe you can change your diet and maybe join
them
next time.
No, I'm not setting it as a goal.
All right, we don't have to do many more. I just want to get to one more. I sit down in the shower to relax.
No. I mean, I know there's a lot of, and we have a shower seat, but we've never actually, I don't think, sat down on it. It just mostly used to hold stuff and put my leg up when I'm shaving.
Yeah, I have outside of a hotel, I've never had a bathroom that had a shower with a seat in the actual shower.
I mean, it feels luxurious when you do, but I don't think I've ever actually used it as a seat.
So if I'm sitting down in the shower, I'm not going to lie and say I've never done that. Like, you know, after a night of drinking and you wake up way too early and you're like,
you just got to take a minute. Standing is just too much at that point.
Standing is too much. You just kind of sit down and let the water just kind of flow on you. Yeah,
I've been there, but that's not a regular occurrence.
No, I feel
like normally you're in there, you're getting things done, you're getting out.
All right, so there you go. There's a few normal or nah. Maybe we'll revisit it some other time.